Look at this planet. It's very interesting, Gerald.
It's beautiful, all right.
We're landing now.
Ah, good. Look at all the creatures, Ronald.
Yes, there's so many. I can't count them all.
Even more than there were on Earth at one point.
It definitely has the atmosphere to be colonized.
Welcome to our side world, Ronald.
This grass is crunchy and blue. Dark blue.
Look at that weird creature.
It's huge, Gerald!
You're right, and it looks like that back is a shell. It ignored us. I suppose this thing doesn't want to be studied, Gerald.
Gerald, look! Look at this strange creature. It's like one of the ancient birds of Earth, but scaly from the neck up.
Yes, Ronald, very interesting.
Gerald, it's not just us. Hand me the grain.
Okay, here.
Here, birdie. Aw, what a nice birdie. Here, Gerald, you try.
Okay, here, ugly bird thing. Ow, it pecked me.
Uh-oh, give me the trank. We'll examine the specimen while it's asleep.
Come on, help me pick it up, Gerald.
I think I'll name it Emoa.
Okay, that sounds like a good name to me.
It's so odd.
I wonder how long life has been evolving on this planet.
Probably pretty long for something this complex to evolve.
Definitely.
Do you see that?
Oh my gosh, Ronald! No, bring the moa!
Are you crazy? Fine!
To the Draco!
Give me the ship, or is that what you've named this thing?
The ship? Jeez.
Run! That was close, Gerald.
Right, I think that although this planet has atmosphere, it really should be left alone. I mean, there's just too many life forms.
I agree, but we have the moa. Shouldn't we bring it back to Earth?
I guess.
It would prove of sophisticated life chains in other planets. Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start up the engines.